Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Faith Focused Spanish Blog Show with your host, Faith Lane.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Faith Focused Spanish Blog Talk Show. I know it's been a minute since I've been on, and a lot's been going on, but hey, I'm back on board. I'm super excited. I got a lot of good things I'm gonna be that's lined up for the show, and so I'm just super excited to be back. The first episode we're gonna be talking about, this is season two. The first episode we're gonna be talking about is called Tips for Working at Home. And boy, have I been doing a lot of that lately. But anyway, first off, if you're looking for any advertisement promotions or radio spins or radio interviews, you can contact me, Faith Lane, at faithfocusedspanish@gmail.com, or you can give me a call at 240-640-5492. Also, if you're looking for any extra income, you can keep your full-time job or position and work with us part-time. Work a part-time, you get paid full-time pay. So what I like about it, you can make your own schedule. You dictate your income, okay? So you have control of everything over here. And no, it's not with the radio. It's with one of my other businesses, but I am one of the recruiting managers. And so I'm looking for some sharp, smart people. So anyway, let's talk about some tips from home. Now, you know, it's funny because for the last couple of months, people have been thinking you might think that you're a pro working after a couple of months at home. But I felt like this was a good topic to talk about because when I read this particular article, I said, you know what? I laughed because I promise you all things it talked about was some of the things that I was doing at home, working from home. So I want to just kind of go over some topics and see how you can be more productive at your job or your business. So, but you also need, you need a refresher on some work home basics, even at the office where you are, you know, where you're most likely to be held accountable. It's easy to slide into bad habits. And here's some quick rundowns of some tips that can help you get your groove back. First, we're going to start off. We want to start off strong because sleeping in, I know me. What I like about what I do, because I can make my own schedule, but sometimes I don't feel like getting up out of bed. And so sleeping in is almost a temptation, right? Crawling out of bed, hitting the snooze button. I done did that about 10 or 15 times. And, your daily routine when you would go into the office is rushing out the door after you hit the snooze button a couple of times. But when you work from home, it kind of compounds things. You know, suddenly you have, the luxury of peacefully sleeping until about 8:45, making some tasteless coffee, booting up your laptop and your PJs, and signing in at 9 o'clock to try to do that video call. And it's so funny because I have done that. You know, I really have. And then just thinking about some Zoom meetings with people sitting in their pajamas in meetings. And it's like, okay, we got to, try to break yourself out of, get yourself still in the same habit, get up and get dressed like you normally do, so that you can, be productive, basically. Sometimes you might want to get out and go for a walk, maybe do some exercise and before you start work, cook you some breakfast. I know I get up and cook me breakfast and have me a cup of coffee at least an hour before I get started. So there's just some things to do to kind of get yourself up and motivated. Another thing is creating a workspace. I don't have any family or kids or anything, but I can imagine you setting up your workspace in your living room and the kids looking at TV, the cartoons, they're playing games, and you trying to be focused on your job. So set up a workspace in a place, maybe an extra bedroom. Maybe you might have to close yourself in your bedroom and make a workspace place, a space place in your room, lock yourself in. so you can stay focused. One of the other things too, I noticed that while I was been working from home, I've been snacking a lot lately. I have a lot of snacks. Like right now, I should be ashamed of myself, but I have a Pepsi and some pizza sitting next to me. So we got to be careful with that, because then you gain weight, you know, because you're sitting at home eating all, you know, through the day. So, you know, just being mindful that, you know, make sure you set up a comfortable space and place for yourself. And if you're going to snack, snack on something nutritional like carrots or celery or something like that, so you won't gain a lot of weight. Another thing that I found myself doing was watching TV. And a couple of times I did have company over, and I was the company talking to me in the background. I'm watching TV. I mean, so many distractions. So you can easily get yourself off of focus on what the focus is. And so that's not just including, that's not just your job, but even in your business. And I did find, now it's so crazy, before I actually took all the TVs out of my house. And then just recently I bought TVs for the house for when I have company that come over. But now I found myself watching the TV. So those things can be distractions with your business and with your job. So, I mean, just think about something like your workspace when you set it up. Make sure it's a place that you have no distractions. It's peaceful. It's a serenity. Like me, I have my desk set up facing towards outside so I can see nature, you know, not just sitting in a blank room, because that could kind of make you sleep too. Right. And then, you know, I don't know if you have the type of business or job that I have, where I have to communicate a lot with my coworkers or co-business owners, I mean, business partners. So that's one of the downsides about working at home, is it's a strain with communicating with your coworkers because they're not right there. So that's another thing too, you know, just always, you know, being mindful of that. Make some notes to yourself to say, you know what, let me reach out to such and such, you know, just touch bases and get some updates on what we need to be doing for that day. And collaborate in certain things with your teammates and your boss. It's just some things to kind of think about when you're working from home. So don't get off your grind. Stay in touch with your colleagues. Ask your boss for feedback. Get advice from your mentors. Stay vocal. Keep working, moving forward. And it keeps you socialized and feeling accomplished. And it reminds the higher-ups that you are still existing. Whether you finally decide to upgrade your work home game, or just needed to a reminder, try out some of those tips and let me know how it go. So again, set yourself up in a peaceful workplace where it's quiet, where you can actually hear what's going on. Stay in contact with your coworkers, your supervisors, your boss, and don't let distractions get in the way. So when once you figure out those things, let me know how it went. Again, reach out to me at Faith Focus Fitness Blog Talk Show. You can reach me at 240-640-5492. Or you can call in our line at 563-999-3741. You guys have a great day. And again, this is Tips for Working at Home.